Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and it's always my pleasure and my delight to be with you. My co-host, Veronica McMillan, is of the Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated, and we together do this wonderful broadcast every Thursday night. We know that our lives have been busy, and sometimes we can't do a show, but we try to be here as often as we can. So we thank you so very much. This is your first time tuning in to our broadcast. Thank you. If you're one of our longtime listeners, we thank you as well. So welcome to the show tonight. I am going to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women and the Micro Nonprofit Network. And if you need more information, I will give you that information to contact us at the end of the broadcast. So Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated, helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So thank you for tuning in to the show tonight. Again, as always, I'm so excited to be with you and wanted to come tonight because it is Women's Equality Day. What does that mean for women in general? So when you think about that, what does that mean to you? So as for me, it means that we've come a long way and we still have so far to go. The date today is August the 26th, so it is the day that Women's Equality Day for 2021 is celebrated. So why do we celebrate August the 26th? On this day, all of those years ago, it was the aspiration and the intention for women to be able to have the vote to write. There was the right to vote. I think I said that backwards. They had a right to vote. So we wanted to, of course, celebrate today because, again, we have come so far. When we look at the equality of equal human beings, we have to look at where we are as women and as men, as the whole community itself. Because it's just because it's the Women's Equality Day, it does not change the fact that men play a great part in this. When we're looking at where we are and what's going on, we have to know that we're dedicated to empowering women to lead the labor movement. We're the women and all the women before us that stood on the picket line, the women who organized unions, the women who negotiated contracts, and every woman had a place in the labor movement because we are women workers, because we are business owners. So anytime you're looking at what is going on and when we are talking about women's equality, you have to know that it just didn't start 20 years ago or 30 years ago. It started so many years ago for the right to have the right to vote, and we had to fight for it. So I want to bring on my business partner and my co-host, Veronica McMillan. Hey, Veronica, how are you this evening?
Hey, Francine, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. I was just telling our audience a little bit about the Equality Day today, women's, the equal rights for women, what it means to us as women, and the fight still continues. So even though we're celebrating, we know we still have so much work to do. Did I lose you, Veronica?
I'm sorry, Francine. my telephone, you know, the last time we had this same kind of issue, I'm trying to hold on. Yeah, this is,
okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful. Yeah, I really, really, really had completely forgot about it, but I thought about when we were over in Norfolk. Was it last year? No, it wasn't last year because last year was crazy. I believe it was maybe like a year before,
19,
a year
yeah.
ago. Mm-hmm. When
yes.
we were over
mm-hmm.
there and all of the things that we talked about at that time, and the struggle for women continues. It's amazing that we are in 2021 and we're having to have this conversation over and over and over again,
mm-hmm.
and that how I think organizations are getting creative and trying to figure out ways to not give us our due, but we keep on pushing
right.
and keep on fighting, and we cannot be pushed aside. I think that this is a movement now in terms of what's going on in the world. I mean, because the world is on fire, you know what I mean, in terms of what is going on. So I'm really, 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 I'm happy about the women's movement because I think it started like in the 60s too, you know what I mean, that women were
absolutely.
Really kind of saying we want to be seen, we want to be heard,
mm-hmm.
we want to be counted in, all of this stuff. So yeah, kudos to you for doing this show tonight because I think it's so important.
Well, thank you. And, of course, you know, like I was just stating, Veronica, it just didn't start, you know, last year or the year before. This is a fight that's been going on for decades, and it continues because, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, but if you're a woman, you have to realize that none of our rights are ever guaranteed unless we fight for what we want. And we have to
exactly.
keep doing that. And so, and back in the early part of the history of the Equal Rights Amendment, women were supporting each other and going out into the workforce. And I believe that was like the late 60s and going into the 70s when they just got tired of people telling them, no, you can't do this, or no, you can't get the same pay as men. I know there were a couple of stories that were like lifetime stories about women getting out there and fighting and marching. And I was trying to think, I think her name was Irma Jean or something like that. I can't remember. Sally Fields played the part, and they were working in a factory, but they were fighting for their rights. And so all along,
uh-huh.
we've been fighting for our rights. Even I would hear my mom say that women never got paid the same as men, or they thought women couldn't do the jobs because they weren't supposed to be in pants. It was the man's job, you know, to be in pants.
Yeah.
But we were always on the front line when it came to voting. We were always on the front line when our men went off to war, taking care of everything. And so for me, this is more than the ERA amendment. This is all about
mm-hmm.
who we are as women and what we stand for. And so, and again, it's great that I have a business partner like you that we can talk about these things and be open to it and know that the struggle
exactly.
continues and that is real. This is not play stuff, you know, because people are like, well,
exactly.
One guy told us that, oh, you don't worry about it. You got the right to do anything you want to do. I was like, yeah, but legally we need to have the right to do what we want to do. You know, you don't need a piece of paper. That's like people saying they don't have to have a marriage license to be married. Okay, that's fine for you.
Mm-hmm.
But some people need to have that piece of paper. You know, some people need to know there's a commitment. Do you have skin in the game? And I think that's where a lot of times we fall short, because if we're not involved in it, and it doesn't mean anything to us. And I know our marriage license
uh-huh.
is a piece of paper, but the marriage, you still have to work on it. So anything that's worthwhile to you, you have to work at it, no matter what it is. If it's your rights, if it's your marriage, if it's your relationships, your friendships, they all are things that have to be cultivated. And so when you don't do that, you do yourself a disservice and those all around you. And so, Veronica, I know I can get off on a tangent on this ERA thing and about the women, because this is Issues Concerning Women radio talk show, right? So I can go
exactly.
on and on and on about it, about how this looks different in 2021, but not really. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's still the same fight, but it has a different look. We can dress it up. and make people believe that we're doing so much better, but then we have to really get down into the nuts and bolts of things, and that voting is so important. I have to say that to anybody that's listening, male or female, you have to vote in all the elections, not whether it's a big one or a small one or just your city council or your school board. All these things make so much difference. And so I'm going to let Veronica say something because y'all know I can go on this women's thing, okay? So I just want
to
bring to the attention, yes, the attention that all the things that we see that we're still fighting for. And now we're fighting, do we have to wear a mask to school for or put a mask on our babies, or do we have to wear a mask to work or don't wear a mask? Mm. Should I get a shot or not get a shot? So, Veronica, I'll let you take it away for a little bit and just, you know, give some of your thoughts about exactly where we are as women and where we still need to do better.
Yeah, I think that basically we saw today in Congress, Senate, all of the politicians and what's going on. You mentioned a minute ago about the voting rights. If we blink, we're going to lose every bit of progress that we've made over the last 60 years or so because of the fact that the Republican Party is really pushing to make sure that we basically lose the ground that has been made thus far. And if we blink as women, the same thing is going to happen, because just like that man said, why do you need to have it on paper? Because of the fact that things like it didn't happen, you didn't say it, we didn't say that, we're going to change it, and now here you all are. And we really do have to pay attention in everything that's going on, Francine. I think that when we look at what is going on in Washington, D.C., and what especially Republican senators are trying to do, we're all at risk. And if they can do that, what more will they do? And I think as women, we have to really come together. And I think we have to have these conversations more and more, because, again, I think it'll slip off the radar. Because, again, my busy schedule, I wasn't even thinking about it. And then when you said it, I thought about, man, we were at the Chrysler Hall talking about this, and we didn't have a full house. You know what I mean? I'm like, does it not matter to women, or is this not something that women are aware of, that we really going to have to continue to fight? And I think that that's the thing that needs to be said, is that we cannot sleep on this thing. They keep using the term woke. We better stay woke. So we're going to mess around here, and all right are simply going to be gone. And I think that the clarion call is that you got to keep on saying it over and over and over and keeping it on the forefront of the minds of women. But then when we switch and we talk about what is going on with the pandemic, we're in a new surge now, Francine. It's just crazy. We just came out of one. In January, we're in another one, and they were showing, and I've been trying my best not to do a whole bunch of news here lately because it's been getting on my nerves, just looking at people, basically at city councils and stuff, fussing and carrying on. Okay, so you don't want your child sick. If you don't want your child wearing a mask, then let your child be virtual. But you don't want your child to be virtual. You want your child to come to school and be with everybody else's child, and we know how this variant is going. It's really, to me, is sickening, but again, we know as believers it's what the Bible talks about in the last days, and so I know we don't want to turn it into a church service, but it's one of those things that I think we have to really, really, really just like, are we serious about what is going on, and are we really looking at what is happening in the, and you mentioned it, every election you got to vote in, what is going on your city level, what is going on the state level, and are you aware, even just your civic leagues, are you going to, you know, civic league meetings and talking with those individuals who are in your communities who are saying stuff? Because if you don't even do that, you could be in a community that's completely opposite of what your beliefs and values are. And so we gotta pay attention. And I know for myself, here in our civic league, it's on a Thursday, and I was like, I told him the other day, we got to go there because we don't know what's being said. You know what I mean? We don't know in our own communities what is being said and who's saying it. And so it really, that term woke, it really, to me, is really applicable for this time that we're in right now, because if we don't, we're going to be right back doing crazy stuff Of course, I was born in the 60s, and I don't remember a lot of stuff, but I do remember some stuff, and that stuff that I remember was not a good stuff. And then when you start looking at the protests and all of that stuff, it, you know, it's crazy. So we do, Francine. We got it. We got to stay on the wall. And the only way that you can do that is to be knowledgeable and then basically be connected with people who have information that you don't know, because you can't be the sum total source of all information. You have to be able to get it from somebody else so that you're able to share. So anyhow, you know, that's my bandwagon. I'll get in here and get excited like you.
I know. But we just want to acknowledge that it's Women's Equality Day. It was something that was on my mind. I knew that they had a couple of events. I think the Small Business Administration had an event today, and I think they had other ones throughout Hampton Roads. I wasn't able to attend anything, but I wanted to bring that to the forefront tonight, because it is not just a right, but it's a privilege to vote. It's also a privilege to be a citizen, not a second-class citizen, but a citizen. Mm-hmm. And whether, you know, I'm female should have nothing to do with my voice when I get out here every day and go to work just like everybody else. I should be able to have those rights and not have them taken away from me. And that's the scary part, when people, like, want to dismiss things. And like you say, if there's no documentation or it's not written somewhere, and then when somebody decides they just want to change it, they just go ahead and change it because you didn't bother to get, you know, get a legislation passed or get, you know, a petition put together, you know. And so this is the 19th Amendment to the Constitution. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never read it, you need to go read it and see what it says so that you know what the fight is for. And we have to continue to fight for that equal rights, equal pay, for the pay gap. We're still below poverty level, so many of our citizens, because even though, and this is just a shame, I hate even say the minimum wage just was raised in 2021 from $7.25. Who can live on that when inflation kept going? Inflation never stopped. It kept going. So now we are at, you know, $9.25, $10, $11, still not enough because inflation is still growing. And going, the gas is $2.94. You make $9. How are you supposed to pay for your child care? You're not. You can't. You don't have enough. Mm-mm. You know, it just doesn't. The numbers don't lie. Everybody knows me, knows I'm a finance person. I'm all about the numbers. The numbers don't lie. When one and one equals two, you just have to make it plain and simple. So when we're looking at where we are today, and we're still having this conversation, and I'm pretty sure other women will have it after we're gone, Veronica, you know. But as long as we hear and as long as I have a voice and everybody that knows Veronica, as long as she has a voice, you're going to know we're going to talk about this kind of stuff. We have to keep it at the forefront. And so I am just, you know, so saddened by Afghanistan, everything that is happening. When you look at the whole world, again, like you said, the whole world's on fire. You know, everybody's hair is on fire. Mm-hmm. Everybody's running, trying to fix something, trying to make it better. And then there are those, and I won't say everybody's doing it, but then there are those who seem to just go la-di-da, whatever, what come what day, it's okay if you treat me a certain way. But then as soon as somebody mistreats you, you want, you know, to sue somebody, or you want to go, like you said, Veronica, go down to the city council meeting and scream at those people and act indignant. It saddens me to see that. If, again, as Veronica said, if you don't want your child to wear a mask, then you homeschool your child. Keep your child home. But don't put your child out there, and then your child ends up in the emergency room on oxygen, and then you have to come back and say, you know what, I wish I had done so and so. Or your child brings something home, and maybe you're taking care of your elderly parents, and your parent gets sick and pass away. How bad are you going to feel? See, it's sometimes we're so selfish in our own thoughts and getting our point across. We are too busy trying to figure out how I can make what I say to be right that you don't look across the room at the other people that you say that you care about and you love. Makes me sick to my stomach. But I'm going to leave that alone. So We only got 10 minutes because you know we Veronica can talk. Y'all know we can, honey. Y'all look. Y'all know us. But when we get on this thing here, this is what we're all about, giving out information to the community so that it makes you think. You may not even have thought about it either. You know, the day might have gone by and it didn't even cross your mind. But it should be somewhere in your scope that things are never going to get to where they should be if we don't speak up. Veronica and I have always been that voice that will speak for the voiceless. Because some women don't even have the strength anymore to even speak up. They don't even know how they're going to go back to work and send their kids to school or keep their kids home and then try to work from home. So it's so many things that's going on in the world. But the good thing is, and there's always that hope. And so today I want to change it a little bit and just talk about some of that hope. The hope that people will open their eyes and will wake up, as Veronica say, be woke. See what's going on around you. Love on those that you can love on, because you cannot love everybody. You just can't. But those who you can, be open to that. Be willing to do that. Change the way that you treat people and be respectful and just know that we are all human beings, no matter what we look like, no matter where we come from, no matter what country we live in, no matter what our religion is or what political party we follow. We're all human beings, and that's the one thing that I think we have to take for our own self and own it and say, I want to be treated a certain way, so I'm going to treat other people a certain way. So I'm going to leave that alone, and I'm going to let my girl Veronica tell you all about the event that happened on Saturday. Woo-hoo! It was awesome. Mm. So Veronica, take it away. Let's just change it because I'm getting too deep here.
Well, it was celebration time last
yes.
Saturday, and to the point it
yes.
kept us. Francine and I both had to rest for a couple of days just after that
yes.
event, but it came off without a hitch. It was our nonprofit banquet where we were honoring small nonprofits with what they were doing in the community, and it was just us loving on them, letting them know that we see them, that we hear them, because oftentimes small businesses, whether they're nonprofit or for-profit, often go years without notice. And so we wanted mm-hmm. to celebrate these nonprofits, and we wanted to do it in a different way. We wanted to give them something that was tangible, more than just a plaque or a certificate. There's nothing wrong with that, but I wanted to change
mm-hmm.
the game a little bit. And so we came up with this clever way of supporting them and providing resources for them and honoring them with the things that we gave to them in our little, we call it the great reveal that you and I did for
mm-hmm.
that. And then with the grant that we have, we're going to be able to do that again in the spring of 2022. So we're looking at even doing something more creative for that as well. But that's, again, one of those points where you celebrate, because you do celebrate
yeah.
The individuals who are doing stuff in the community, because oftentimes they go unnoticed because they don't have the resources, they don't have the staff, they don't have the connections with people who influencers and can get them to monies and all of that stuff. So they have to kind of live on a half of a shoestring budget when growing your business. And so our goal was to say, we love you, we see you, we hear you, and we want to celebrate you. So it was just wonderful. That's all I can say, and that we're going to do it again in the spring of 2022.
Yes, it was. And I want to say, you know, if you missed it, we can't really fully visually explain it to you, but it was just amazing. And everyone had a good time. We had Jocelyn Beth as our vocalist. Oh, that lady can sing. Let me tell y'all missed it. She can sing. She sings. Yeah, she can sing, y'all. the energy in the room was so high.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about celebrating, that's how it should be. You know, they didn't know what to expect, because when people
mm-hmm.
go to a banquet, they expect the same old things. Okay, it's like, okay, we're going to go eat some dinner and, you know, walk around a little bit. No. It was over the top. I mean, from decoration, it was, I just got to tell them, Veronica, it was purple and black, beautifully decorated. And I don't know the decorator's name. If you want to shout her out, Veronica, you can, because I can't remember her name.
Yeah. Yeah, Lynn Dula. She did an excellent job.
Yes. Yes, you did. Excellent. And the room itself, the way that it was set up, and then the entertainment was awesome. And then, we had a nice lunch for them, and we want to say kudos to Jennifer Hyman for her catering, and then our staff. Veronica put together these young people who were enthusiastic and ready to work. Because let me tell y'all, they were covered in the kitchen and was like, Miss Veronica don't play. I said, she sure don't. So y'all better get back out there and do what y'all do. But it was just an amazing, amazing day. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I know that everybody did. And so if you follow Veronica or myself on Facebook, you can go and see some of the pictures. It's hard to describe. You just had to be there. And I think each of the organizations were thoroughly surprised, but also so appreciative of what was given to them on that day. Because it was just, for us, it was just a day of celebration. And I thank my business partner, Veronica, for the vision. I thank you for, just being open to doing this. And you're just a blessing. So I wanted to let everyone know that we really appreciate you, Veronica, because we know that it was a lot of thought put in to that event, and I know just being your business partner, I know what you go through and how you think and how you process and how you execute. So kudos to you, my sister. Excellent, excellent job.
Thank you so very much. When you mentioned Lynn Dula, I got to say something on Facebook about her and Jennifer, because, again, you really want to thank the people who are behind the scenes doing stuff for you as well, because it's so important to call them out, because they're small business people as well, business owners, and they want business just like we want business and support or what have you. And I'm going to make sure that I do a shout-out for them on Facebook as well, because they were the behind-the-scenes people that made it all come together as well. And so we got to do that. And I think we have to figure out ways to do that more in the business world. It doesn't matter whether it's for-profit or non-profit. We got to really learn how to lift each other up.
Yes, and again, like you said, celebrate, because it was wherever pain I felt. And it wasn't anything bad. It was just, busy, being busy and getting things done and preparing and preparation. Because things like this just don't happen. You just don't get up in the morning and snap your fingers and it happens. It's a process that you have to go through. So it was just wonderful, and it'll be something that I'll never forget. And again, my friend, thank you so much. Great job. And so, Veronica, tell folks how they can get in touch with you if they want to know more about the micro nonprofit.
Sure. You can always call me at 757-572-0974, or you can connect with me by email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can just go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org. Find out more information, because more things are coming.
Absolutely, absolutely. God is just in the blessing business, and he's showing up and showing out, y'all. That's all I'm going to say. If you want to reach me, call me at 757-567-6734. I prefer a text nowadays because I can get your information quickly. Please leave your name and the reason why you're texting me. If you don't, I will not text you back. And if you want to give me an email, it's icwdirector@gmail.com, or go to the website, issuesconcerningwomen.org. And just to let you know, for those who go to the website, you can put your information in, and it will send me a email blast, so you can do that. But I do need to update the website, so I just want to throw that out there. And so, Veronica, thank you so much, my sister, for all of your support and being here tonight. And we just want to say to the listening audience, we thank you as well. So good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye now.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.